Hello and welcome to Hey Art, What's Good? We are a podcast where we like to go around to different art things in the northeast of England and see what's good with them. My name is Alice.
And my name's Rosie.
And something we like to do here on Hey Art, What's Good? Is to check in with each other, see what's good with us, see if we've done anything cool lately. So Rosie, what's good with you this week?
Oh, thank you for asking. What's good with me is that today's a Monday and I'm just like feeling really good Monday feelings. Ooh. And I'm ready to face the week. I had a really lovely like Sunday where I had a big lion brunch, had friends over, and like I'm just like, I don't know, I just feel on it. Like I did loads of jobs today and I've just started off my week right.
Oh, well, that's so good. General, that's good to hear.
Just, yeah, good feelings. What about you? It's just a nice thing. I want to like just say, like, sometimes it's just like lots of little things that make one big nice thing.
Well, that's true. Gotta remember the little things.
What style of good thing is your thing?
Well, my style of good thing that is a good thing is I've been using the darkroom a little bit more.
I use the
darkroom in the Newbridge project in Newcastle. And the first couple of times I went in, I was like, all these prints aren't that great, but it's a learning process. But like, there was issues and I troubleshot them and I got some nice variety of prints the last time I went. So
good, because I feel like this has been like a recurring theme of your good things that you've been looking forward to. Yeah. Or like stuff like that. So glad it's going well.
Yeah, it's been good. What else is good?
Beautiful.
Is the segue, first of all, but also the art thing that we're going to talk about this week.
Hell yeah.
You might have saw from our social medias that we went on to Hartlepool last week. Yeah, by the time this comes out, it was last week. I mean, right now it's last week because, you know, time.
it's a thing.
Yep. But we went down specifically to Hartlepool Art Gallery, which first of all is in like an old church, which is very nice.
Yes.
I do love a church conversion.
Big fan.
To see Ellen Ranson's show Under the Eaves. You may know Ellen Ranson from such things as Connie Arts Festival.
Yeah, and this podcast that she came on. Thanks again.
Yeah. but yeah, we saw that she was doing a show. I'm like, oh, well, we've got to go see that. And so
it was,
we did.
So good.
It was just mint. A comment that we had when we were there was that you don't really see too many, well, not necessarily that you don't see, we don't see too many like just painting exhibitions.
Yeah. And we went back on our like Instagram and stuff to see like when was the last time we actually went to just a painting thing, not counting stuff like historic stuff, like the Lang and stuff. Yeah. And it was months. Like,
it was quite a while.
You and Amy went to one, I think.
Yeah, we went to go see Claire Dorset's show at Workplace, like in October, November, or something like that.
And then, because I was at, obviously, Oliver Doe, which was like episode one. Yeah. That was all painting, pretty much. There was some sculpture, but it was all very much, I think, canvas-based stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, really limited.
Yeah.
What else did we... I'm sure we saw something else.
I mean,
but it's slim pickings.
Ooh, yes, the Francis Bacon, Ellen Gallagher. I guess they were all.
No, I don't think they weren't
all paintings.
So painting out of fashion. Who knows?
Maybe.
But out of the like year and a bit. How long have we been doing this?
Like a year and a half.
Yeah, out of the year and a half that we've been paying attention to the art in the north. I don't think we've seen many non-historical, like contemporary painting. Yep. So it was really fresh.
Yes. And very, very lovely.
Yeah. And also really abstract, but they were just so big. Mm-hmm. That's really what, like, I know we're going to talk about it, but like,
yeah.
We love a big painting or a big piece of art. It's just always fun, always impressive. So we're excited to tell you about it.
Yes. Yes, we are. So a term I learnt for this exhibition was abstract expressionism.
Oh, yes.
Kind of heard of abstract as a descriptor for things, expressionism as a movement, mm-hmm. but not the abstract expressionism movement specifically.
Are you going to tell us about it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You would have seen things like this, like Jackson Pollock. He did that.
Absolutely.
Willem de Kooning. He did that. He's a Dutch dude. And
he looks sounded like... so sure when you said that.
I did. Well, I was like, it's like Willem de Kooning. Yeah, Willem de Kooning. That's in Dutch, Willem de Kooning.
I trust you. I got to point it out there. Yes. That's how serious Alice is.
Well, it's because in Rotterdam, there's the Willem de Kooning Institute, which is like a big art school there. So now I know who he is.
Yeah. Thanks, Alan.
but abstract expressionism is just like big messy things. So, like, you've seen a Jackson Pollock one, you just like went ham with a bit of paint and a paintbrush.
Absolutely did.
But quite like other movements of that era, like the 40s through 60s, like surrealism.
All of these artists have one very key thing in common.
Yes. All dudes.
All men.
Yep. And like women, like female artists who, you know, worked under the same kind of style were just kind of ignored generally. That's kind of how it goes, pretty much.
Not taken as seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked, I mean, like, this is just a historic thing in society and therefore, like, in galleries, which are, of course, a reflection of the society within, they exist within,
ooh,
I guess is the sentence.
Got some pen waving there as well.
Flailing a biro in the studio right now. But yes, and galleries inherently, therefore, sexist. Art, sexist. All of this.
Pretty
general
much.
Society, sexist. So doing like artists, doing what artists do, Ellen's no exception. She's like turning the tables, being a female artist and like exploring this art movement through like her contemporary practice, but also drawing attention to like
the historic element of
acknowledging
it.
Acknowledging the history, and that's what makes this important. And
yes,
that's something like that is important with contemporary art, to like look back at like the echoes of kind of where we've come from and how that echoes through into your work now.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. I mean,
it's damn good.
To just quote a quote from the kind of artist statement for this thing, something that Ellen wrote was,
the artist statement was fabulous.
It was pretty sick.
Carry on.
Thank you. She says, my work aims to perform the arrogance and ego associated with the abstract expressionist male painter archetype.
I feel like there's a rant in there.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like if we got her like a few glasses of wine deep, she'd have a lot to say on that matter.
So tweet with Ellen if you want to.
Yeah, like that's an open invitation.
But I just like it because it's interesting how she's used like with the aim to perform arrogance and ego.
Sounds like a Shakespeare play.
It kind of, ooh, it does. I like that. Would, oh yeah, a performance of arrogance and ego, a new play by Ellen Ransom. By play, I mean exhibition of paintings.
Performance art.
Indeed. Well, it kind of is. So like the way expressionism is, another term I learned.
Please keep going. I love learning.
Action painters, like the expressionist movement, typically, like the painters of that movement apparently typically fell under two like styles. Yeah, the action painters and the colour ones. There's like colour painters, I guess, something like that. So the action painters were like Pollock and de Koning, I guess, where they would just like go ham with like some kind of brush and like the materials. Whereas the colour dudes, again, dudes, would like paint like big blocks. What's he called? Rothko.
Yes.
I learned about that artist recently because I saw on someone's Instagram story. He did like deep big blocks of stuff where it's like still expressionist, less so because it seems like there's less expression, like big color ones seem
like
stoic.
Yes, I think it's more like stoic's the perfect word for it. It's much more so. Something I said when we were there, like, because I obviously did not read the information that was given to me because that's just not who I am and I like experiencing it blind, and that's okay for the other, like, for hopefully the listeners that are like me. So when I was there not knowing this and being like an ex-art student, I came up with something that I would totally have written in an essay if I was still at school. And it was that I like said this because we went with my mum, which is also something kind of lovely because my mum met Ellen when I exhibited at Connie.
Oh, lovely.
So when I told her, because I asked, well, I mentioned we were going to Hartlepool and she was like, well, do you want a lift? Obviously, I was like, yeah, that would like save me the hassle of like I have to get a metro from the coast
save, like, the
to
2 hour
central
journey.
And then and it's only like a 45 minute drive. So we went, she picked me up from work, we had a pizza, like halved a pizza together, it was really cute. And then went on to the show, but she was dead excited because she realized after she'd said she'd drive me that she'd know the artist. And she was like, oh my god, like really excited that she'd like know whose art it was and that, like, I don't know, she was like vouching for them, I guess.
Aww.
She loves being an art mum. Like, it's such her thing.
I mean, she does it so well.
Bless her heart. But like, oh, thanks, mum. I know she listens. So like, it's always appreciated. But yeah, so I was just like spouting shit really to Alice and mum. And I said something like, it's like the works were as like they were a painting as well as, like, as much as they were a painting, they're also like a documentation of gesture through mark making.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds like, good.
That's in the introduction paragraph to the essay I'm going to write about the show.
Amazing.
That's never going to exist. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, it looks like she's honestly captured a movement. Like, you can feel the energy coming out of these paintings.
I mean, so much so, we were having a look at one of them. And I mean, you saw me do like a little twirl, like, it kind of looks like it's doing this. And then I did a bit of a twirl.
I can totally imagine like interpretive dance as a response to this. Ooh. Or like music as a response to this. Mm-hmm. Or like something else abstract, like their interpretation of these gestures and movements and colours.
Ooh, yeah.
Because it is like the colours were fabulous.
Oh, they were lovely.
So, and to talk about that kind of like gender sitch. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about like how the work's made a little bit, because like the main tools and the materials also, I like this kind of attention to detail and this sort of like, this is like, this is how I like to function as an artist. Like, this is the sort of shit I focus on too. So she uses like domestic tools. That's what I've written, and like domestic paint, I guess, because she uses like brooms and stuff and mops to make these like really like big gestures, because we cannot stress enough how big these canvases are. They're like,
oh yeah, the longest one was 3 meters wide.
That's like a room. That's
pretty big.
Yeah, that's huge. And they looked like quite small, almost not small, but like in the gallery space, because it's huge.
Yeah, I mean, they're dwarfed by the fact that it's in a big church.
Yes, which I'll have some facts about at the end, because like, I didn't want to curation corner it, because I think the exhibition itself is pretty self-explanatory, but like, this, I found some, I remember at the beginning of this podcast we used to do like a little bit of information, like, here's the history of the land and here's the history of the Baltic, and obviously we don't do that anymore because we've talked about them loads.
Yeah,
so now I want to try and bring that back a little bit.
Yeah, every time we do a new place we can do that.
Yeah, I'll try and find some like history, like just little facts, because it makes it more fun.
We do love a fun fact. I'll tell you what's good.
Yeah. Back to the gestures and things. Oh yeah, the domestic paint. Like, what I mean by that is, isn't it just house paint?
Yeah.
And it's all about like this, like, this isn't these grand gestures and these massive canvases, and sometimes it's at one painting that goes over multiple canvases that she's then exhibited like slightly separated by a few inches, which I think looks lovely because it kind of separates it into like snapshots of a movement, almost like a photograph. And as I mean, like, yeah, that's what I mean by like documentation. It's almost like an archive of gesture.
Hell yeah.
Which
I like a jigsaw.
Ellen,
as well,
hit me up, that would be a good like series name. Like
what?
The archive of gesture.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be a good group show.
Oh,
you know what I think? Like, and Ellen's work would be incorporated.
Yeah,
and we could get some cool photography in there, performance.
Oh, I just think
anyone
of,
wants to do like a Hey Art, What's Good show with me.
Oh,
I'm really down to do that. Like 2020.
Yeah,
like,
that would be, why not?
That would be sick. We did a live show in 2019.
And sometimes I just think about that. I'm like, oh dang,
that's something we actually did.
Yeah.
So let's do an art show. Anyone want to join in? Honestly, email me.
Sure. Yeah. Perfect. heyartwhatsgood@gmail.com.
Yep. Or hit me up on Instagram @heyartwhatsgood, Twitter @heyartwhatsgood.
Nice
bit of plug-in right in the middle. But no, fabulous, a really fabulous show. As always, we kind of went round and chose our favourites.
Yes.
Not that they're the best, just that they're ones that spoke to us the most.
Yes. Well, something generally that speaks to me quite a bit, and kind of adding into the contemporary theme of this, is just the names of the pieces, because they're all mint. I don't know what Pollock called his stuff, but like, these ones have just got really great names that I can only assume are related to maybe his
paint.
It could be to do with the paint.
Because paint, as someone who's decorating houses, paint can have really weird names.
It can. It's like lipstick and that, like, can have weird names as well.
Yeah, or that, there's a very famous brand of nail varnish, and it's letters, and as a dyslexic I therefore don't know what it's called, because it's just some random letters.
Right, that seems like a bad idea.
Very vowel, there's a couple of vowels in there, maybe a P, I don't know.
Who's to say?
But their names are ridiculous, and like, that's the vibes I'm getting.
Yeah.
So as examples, What are your favourites or favourite?
Well, my favourite piece has also got the best name, in my opinion.
Wow, sorry, Alice. Read it and weep.
It's called Cat's Pajamas. I'll see myself out. Okay. How could you not love it if it's called Cat's Pajamas?
That is the Cat's Pajamas.
So on one hand, I kind of think it could be to do with the names of the paints, but also like it's expressionism. It's very expressive, kind of raw emotion,
could
feelings,
it just be how she felt?
Thoughts. But because of that, it can kind of be like a Rorschach test. It's like, what do you see?
Ooh, yeah.
So, I mean, in Cat's Pajamas.
What would you name it? Ooh.
So Cat's Pajamas is, Rosie mentioned how there's some pieces where it's like multiple canvases that would have been painted like all next to each other, but they've been like spaced out. This is one of them ones. And it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are 7 canvases of varying sizes in this one. And it's like just, it's purples, yellows, pinks and greys. And it could kind of be like a weird deconstructed grey cat surrounded by like a plethora of fabrics, which could therefore be its pajamas.
I think you are reaching.
Hmm. Well, I don't care what you think.
Again, I'll see myself out.
Yeah. But I mean, another one's called Spring Pea, and there's like one huge like green swipey bit in it. And that's like a pea pod. That could be that.
I have some thoughts on my favourites names.
Okay.
Because, okay, so I'll start off with the one that's just like basic. Mm-hmm. And this is the one that might just be my favorite. It's the one I was like drawn to the most.
Okay.
And that's Super Pink Hirsch.
Yeah.
And that to me is a very just paint name. Mm. And that's the one that has like, it's like bright pink and it has like purples and yellows on it and stuff.
Mm.
Lovely. Or it's kind of like gray and like, it's just lovely.
Yeah.
I love it. It's huge. That was one of the big ones.
Mm.
But then the other two, arguably better names. So the one I'd probably have in my house is called Sooty Lashes.
Yeah.
And it's the only one that has like a black background, which is probably why I like it, because all my baselines for like outfits and stuff,
oh, yes,
is always black. And then yes, I like add things to the black. And then it has like a bright red and a bright blue and it's lush. And then, and actually something I've noticed about my favourites, all singular canvases.
Oh.
Yours is loads of canvases and mine's all singles. Okay, Sooty Lashes, the name, what it reminds me of is when you put on loads of mascara, and I'm actually thinking like 2012 loads of mascara, which was like loads of mascara, you know, like really bad. But then when like after like half a day, loads of it had like flaked off to just blow it out, like that's a Sooty Lash.
Okay, sure.
That's what I'm thinking.
I like
and
it.
This is how I'm interpreting it. And then the other one, which is a bit like, I don't know, lowbrow, is one, and it's beautiful. It's like all pastels. And these are like my colours, I think, because it's like a pastel purple background with like a brighter purple, a like a nice pastely kind of pink, yellow. It's very pleasing.
Very nice colour
like
palette.
Like sweeties kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's like how I'd market sweets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Fairy Floss. Which to me just sounds like Australian slang for a thong or something. Do you not think?
I can see it. Well, what do Americans? Oh no, I was gonna say we have candy floss, but they call that cotton candy, so that's not that. I was imagining like that.
Thong in Australia, doesn't it mean like flip flop?
I've literally got no idea.
I think that's a thing.
It seems, but Australians are weird with the slang.
Also, get ready, Australia 2020.
Ooh,
ooh.
That was a tangent. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. I'm just so excited about it. Okay. Let's keep talking about art.
Oh, but yeah, no, I do love Fairy Floss. Like, it's just, it's
quite
just
a little
so
one
pretty.
Well.
But you know what quite a lot of them look like to me? There's a one called Afternoon Nap, and there's a one called Pickled Beach.
I was going to give an honourable mention to Afternoon Nap because of the way it was curated.
It's pretty cool. Well, we'll talk about that in one hot sec. But I mean, me and Rosie are looking at the sheet here with like all the list of the works on them. Do you think Afternoon Nap specifically, but the one underneath it looks like 80s kind of like marketing, but expressionist. Like you'd see it on like a soda cup in the cinema in like 1987. Like, you know, them designs. Kind of looks like that. And I pretty dig it. It's pretty good.
If you can find some of those, send them to me and I'll try and put it on the Instagram.
Ooh.
But like you have to find them because...
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, awesome.
I'll do that. Well... Well, while you chat about the curation, I'll find it.
Beautiful. It's live here. afternoon nap, loved it. As I mentioned, like, so some of them that go over multiple canvases, like, they're kind of positioned a few inches away from each other, each canvas. So they're, like, separated but together and kind of ordered. Afternoon nap, because, as we mentioned, the exhibition's in a converted church. It's, like, there's this bit where, you know, it's like all lovely stained glass windows, and it's kind of like, I don't know, archway, and it's just beautiful. It's like its own little, like it's a little nook or cranny of the little of the back of the church. And there's actually a stained glass window in between these two pieces, and it took me a while to figure out that they were the same, if you know what I mean. So I don't know, I just like that, like that it's also that it mixed it up a little bit, and it, like, you could even have these exhibited like on parallel walls, like facing each other. Like, there's loads of cool stuff you could do. You could have it on a corner, and it would like really warp the movements, but in a really cool way. So lots of possibilities here. I like it. It, like, that kind of gives it a sculptural quality.
Indeed. And I've just Googled there, that part of the church is called an apse.
Nice.
So fun it's fact. At like the top of the nave.
Oh.
So there you go.
I can give you some facts about the, like, art gallery if you want.
Yes,
it's
please.
It's, like, bare minimal, but, like, I just That's feel okay. like a bit of context. So the gallery was a Victorian church built in 1854, and it has a 100-foot tower with six bells that still work.
Hey!
That's pretty cool. So when we're talking about, like, it's quite big, I think that's pretty big.
That's pretty dang big.
And it's in a nice little place, because I don't really know Hartlepool that well, but it seems it's really close to the train station, and it's in this little kind of square, and it seems quite central, so, yeah. like, quite nice. But it was opened as the art gallery in 1996.
Oh, so, that's like quite a while.
Yeah, and it's run by the council, I believe.
Yes.
So there's a little bit of like context to the show, context to the gallery.
Nice. I love it.
Kind of instead of curation corner, gotta like substitute.
Yeah. History. What else could it be? If we got curation corner, what could be the
context corner?
Ah, sure. sure.
There are many corners to this room. That makes her pay out what's good. The room that is.
Yeah. There are at least four in the room that we're in right now. So, who? But yeah, I mean, it's just a great show. And it's on for like a bit. I want to say it's on till March, but I could be lying. I simply don't know.
Don't lie to the lovely people, Alice.
It literally doesn't say.
Check out Ellen's Instagram or the Hartlepool Art Gallery Instagram. I don't know.
Or like the blog post that this episode will be on.
But also like follow everyone.
Yeah.
When I like tag people on the Instagrams, so you can follow them. Show them some love, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, just a kind of quick one about that, because it's just a really nice show. And I want to give it a shout. And you should absolutely go see it.
Totally.
And also, when do you go to Hartlepool? I don't know what's there. I never go to Hartlepool.
Part of doing this art thing is like finding reasons to go to places.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there are reasons, but sometimes like those reasons aren't going to find you. You have to find those reasons.
Pretty much. And that's what we're here for.
Hello.
But yeah, that probably wraps it up. Something we like to do to end these episodes is to see if there's anything that we're looking forward to doing. It could be an art thing. It could not be. For example, the thing I'm looking forward to is an art thing. And when does this episode comes out? It'll be in like a week and a half after the day you listen to this, maybe. It's on the 5th of February. It's Craft at Thought Foundation.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, Michaela Weatherill, badass curator.
Oh, dear
friend of us, is putting together this show. And it just kind of looks at the past and present of contemporary craft-based art.
And I feel like that'll also, like this, have some comment to say on gender.
Oh, I believe so.
There's been a lot of rules about like the type of art women can and can't make and what's respectable for women to make and things like that. So
yeah, man. So I'm looking forward to it. And it's like, I haven't been to Thought Foundation in ages. Yeah. I need to sort that out.
I love their shop. And I just generally love everyone involved.
And the food.
Yeah.
Oh, so
and any
for
chance
that.
To see Michaela. Get on the drink with her, probably.
Probably. But that's what I'm looking forward to. What are you looking forward to, Rosie?
Ooh, well, because it's Monday as we record this, I'm going to do my Monday tradition, which is my friend Emma comes over to my house and we watch Married at First Sight, which is a trash reality TV program from America where a team of, and I'm doing the biggest bunny ears with my fingers here, a team of experts matches up like strangers to get married on their TV show at first sight. So like Indeed. They walk down the altar to a stranger and then the show is following them for a certain amount of weeks. And then like the big decision that it all leads up to is like if they're going to get a divorce. And these people care so much about marriage. It's just like so strange.
What sanctity of marriage?
Like it's a like bad reality TV show and it's so extra. But like once you know it's bad, it's great.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need some absolute garbage to watch.
Yeah. And Emma's the girl to watch it with, I swear to God.
She's very good at picking these things.
So like we're going to critique it. Honestly, it's so good. I love Mondays.
Hey.
So like we experience, that's the part of it. Like part of life, you experience this lovely like culture and like art and all this like gorgeous stuff. And then you go home and you watch the art that is American reality TV.
Hey. Oh, well, lovely. Okay. Well, we'll wrap this up so you can get back home and watch that.
Thanks, man.
If you want to catch up with us on social medias and see more about this exhibition and any other that we talk about, we're on Instagram and Twitter at HeyArtWhat'sGood. You can shoot an email if you've got any recommendations or questions or anything like that at heyartwhatsgood@gmail.com. We've got a website, it's got a contact form, and also like where about.
Yeah, talk say to hi, us. Please.
I've talked to people at art galleries at Dan's show the other week. I was having a chat with someone I've known before.
That was great.
Just lovely.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
10 out of 10. Talk to Alice. She lonely. Please.
I've got no friends. I've just got Rosie.
And I don't even like her that much.
Oh, but lovely. On that, thanks for listening.
Talk to you later.
Bye.